All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's take a time out for some of the news of the day, mix in a little overreactions. We didn't do them the first 2 days this week. We had too much other stuff going on. But overreactions from, are we doing the NFL or college, Mike?
NFL today.
I love how you never share this with me, and then I just get blindsided.
Secret.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, first one for you. Teddy Bridgewater will be some team's starting quarterback to begin the 2020 season.
Yeah, the Saints. I mean, I just think there's a comfort level. He could have been the Dolphins starter. He turned down the opportunity. He's comfortable in Sean Payton's system. Payton's comfortable with him. Clearly, the team can win with him. They're doing it. And I think Breeze will be done after this year. So I think he'll stay right where he's at.
Second overreaction for you. Christian McCaffrey is the league MVP so far. He had 176 rushing yards, 61 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns last week.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he can't keep up this pace. He's on pace for almost 2,800 scrimmage yards. That's outrageous. But he's been the single best player in football thus far. He'd be the league MVP. I think, clearly, it's early to have this discussion, but if you're asking right now, no, not an overreaction. He'd be my vote.
Who wants pizza?
Okay, this next one, you've been kind of on this opinion for a while now. The Packers are the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you and I had talked about it. I thought this had a look of a Rodgers revenge tour, 12-4 season NFC North. So far, they've validated my July opinion. And yeah, Mike, I'd say win or lose this week, it's how I feel. I mean, 12 wins is well within reach. And Mike, if they win, they're 5-0 and 3-0 in the division. That goes a long way into winning this division. So Monday night will be critical. And if you're a Lions fan, critical. If you plan on winning this division, you have to win Monday. I really believe.
And a secondary overreaction within this question. The 49ers are the second best team in the NFC.
I think that's an overreaction. I do. I want to see them play the Rams this week and see if we get a little bit of a reckoning. I love the running game. It's so impressive what they do. Joe Staley's been out since week 3. And they're able to line up against the Browns, who have a nice defense. They pounded. I mean, the running game is so diverse. It's so tricky. Kyle Shanahan is the best play caller in football. But I'm not ready to say that they're the second best team. They got to play better teams.
Finito.
Okay, the Oakland
Tremendous.
Raiders.
Thank
Oakland
you, Pat
Raiders.
Shermer.
Yeah, Pat Shermer. Can't beat that drop. The Raiders, they're 3-2 after back-to-back victories. Overreaction or not, the Raiders will make the playoffs this season.
Okay, so I believe the AFC is just a lot less competitive than the NFC. I think the AFC 9-7 could get you in. So for that reason, I will say it is not an overreaction to say it. Do I believe they're good enough to do it? No. But I won't completely write them off. Mike, I think ultimately they will trail off and be a 6-win football team, but you know what? AFC's pretty damn bad if you look at it. NFC is a blood sport.
That was awesome!
Okay, been a lot...
I farted.
Oh, come on, Heather. Right in the middle of a segment. Jeez. Been a lot said, a lot talked about with the Vikings. The Vikings package this season, certainly. There's been chatter about Kirk Cousins and Steph Diggs and a lot of stuff going on in Minnesota. But overreaction or not... Simple statement, everything is just fine right now in Minnesota.
I think that's an overreaction. You can't go to MetLife Stadium, light up the morbid Giants, and act like everything's okay. Now, go home this week, handle your business, handle the Eagles, get back on track, couple of wins, couple weeks in a row to passing game works. Okay, but Mike, We know what Dalvin Cook is. We know what that defense is. Outside of that, everything's up for grabs. Everything's up for discussion. So, no, not ready to say everything.
Yes! Alexa, I'm going to kill my wife.
Oh, that's not good. Overreaction or not, Baltimore Ravens, they are not real contenders.
Not an overreaction. I have to tell you, even though his numbers are good, I am a little worried about Mr. Jackson in the passing game. The other thing I'm worried about is the Ravens can't stop the pass. So your passing game is inconsistent at best. You know, you're not playing the Dolphins anytime soon. And you're really incapable of stopping the pass. Boy, that's a tough combination if you plan on contending for anything. So, Mike, I will say while they are fun, while they are interesting, I don't believe they're going to.
How about the Carolina Panthers? They are 0-2 with Cam Newton as the starter, but 3-0 with Kyle Allen.
Yep.
Overreaction or not, here's the statement. People should not sleep on the Carolina Panthers. They can actually keep winning.
Okay. Here's the point I want to make. I thought Cam was done before the season. Cam comes out and looks terrible. You know what? He doesn't sound like he's in any rush to come back, and they're not in a rush to have him back. I think what it shows you is that roster is actually pretty good. That offense has weapons. It shows you how bad Cam Newton was. Kyle Allen, can he keep winning? I mean, Mike, are we talking about can they get to 8-8? Okay. No, I Mike, I'd be shocked if Kyle Allen leads them to a 10-6 season. So though it depends on what your definition of keep winning is.
Similar question here with the Colts.
Yes, they can win it all.
Yeah, the Indianapolis Colts, they can still win
and
can keep winning without Andrew Luck.
Sure. I mean, look, got to get healthy on the defensive side of the ball. And it sucks that they basically play a ton of zone, and it's kind of soft. But, man, you line up, run the football, you control the line of scrimmage, you control the TOP. Jacoby Brissett has proven he can play winning football. You can set him up for success. If you can do that, you can beat anyone. And, Mike, it's real. I mean, Quentin Nelson might be one of the five best overall football players in the National Football League. That O-line is unbelievable. And that travels. So I'm not going to sleep. It might sound absolutely insane, and no, I wouldn't pick him to go to New England and do it. But is it possible? Yes.
Say that word that you always say with the Colts.
Oh, my gritty.
Gritty.
Gutty. Resilient and appropriately black quarterbacked Colts.
Well, and it's fitting to end
you,
on
David.
This. You know what? David's just handed me a note right here to ask the last question.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield is a total fraud.
Suck up, dick!
I will not dignify that with a response.
He's a bust!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.